news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Lots of news, weather, and talk to get to, plus traffic with Kane right now on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everybody. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue. If you're traveling in from Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway, light traffic so far through Mobile, and again from Spring Hill Airport and Dolphin at 65, no delays. Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland from Tillman's Corner and Theodore all running smooth. Welcome back to Market in the Park this Saturday and every Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This Saturday from 1 to 4 is Daphne's 7th Annual Beer Festival. 99 bottles of beer on the lawn at Southern Napa. 99 different beers to sample from Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama, the Southeast, and around the world. Plus, there's live music, a food truck, a pet adoption from the Baldwin Humane Society, and did we mention 99 different beers all under a huge tent? Tickets are just $35 and available at southernnapa.com, on Facebook, or at Southern Napa at 2304 Main Street in Daphne. Come sample the finest 99 beers available in Alabama this Saturday from 1 to 4 at Southern Napa in Daphne.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Well, lucky for y'all, got a chance to win tickets today to 99 Bottles of Beer on the Lawn, that event that's a favorite of at least Mobile Mornings, if not the whole FM Talk 106.5 staff. You and I are big fans. That's happening Saturday, of course. More tickets for Brian Adams and Jim Gaffigan, both of those shows coming up this weekend down at the Wharf. And remember, Mother's Day is on Sunday. So we'll get you, tickets to do what for Mother's Day?
Well, you got beer, you got comedy.
Which one? I'd say take mom. If you take mom to 99 Bottles of Beer on the Lawn, let her have a few beers to get giggly, and then take her to the Gaffigan show.
Yeah, I think that's a winning Mother's Day.
Big time. On the way, we'll catch more headlines with Kelly in just a second. Also, the story we were talking about yesterday morning, a suspect now has been arrested in Biloxi with the murder of that police officer. They caught him in Wiggins, according to Chief John Miller. Darian Atkinson was spotted by a Biloxi police officer who was on his way home. The officer called Wiggins PD. Those officers made the arrest. We'll talk more about this coming up. It's also one of the three big things, top stories of the day, up over at FMTalk1065.com. Now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, a new day and a new name running in the Senate 2020 race. That announcement coming via tweet Monday morning. Here's the tweet, quote, "This morning I am proud to announce my candidacy for United States Senate. Alabamians want a conservative and an outsider with a backbone, and we're going to give them one. Looking forward to seeing you along the way. Hashtag ALSEN. Hashtag ALSEN." That tweet coming from at Arnold for AL, State Representative Arnold Mooney is running for the Republican nomination to unseat Senator Doug Jones. The 68-year-old's been a commercial realtor for about 40 years. He was elected to the State House of Representatives back in 2014, filling the seat previously held by Representative Mary Sue McClurkin. Mooney says he has a record of standing up to the establishment in Montgomery, especially like when he recently opposed and voted against the gas tax in the Alabama legislature. Mooney says he believes in term limits and would work to bring that issue to a vote in Washington, and he supports President Trump's initiatives when it comes to hot-button issues like securing the southern border. A suspected carjacker now behind bars after being on the run for 3 days here in Mobile. Back on May 1st, Mobile police responded to a robbery call at midnight at the Chevron gas station on Broad Street. According to authorities, the victim says that he met the suspect online and gave him a ride. And that's when he says that suspect, later identified as Javonta Kelly, pulled out a gun and demanded money from him while he was driving. The victim told police the subject then shot him, took his vehicle, and then took off. Through the course of an investigation, Kelly was identified as a suspect on Saturday, May 4th. The 21-year-old was located and arrested during a traffic stop. As for the victim, he was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A vigil will be held tonight to honor a Biloxi police officer killed in the line of duty. The vigil for Officer Robert McKeithen begins at 6 this evening outside Biloxi Police Headquarters. Meanwhile, the teenager accused of gunning down Officer McKeithen is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson smiled as he was escorted in handcuffs by police. Biloxi's police chief has said investigators do not know why Atkinson shot and killed Officer McKeithen. And in instructor and student pilot were critically injured in a plane crash near the Foley Municipal Airport. That crash happened around 12:45 Monday. Both people on board were rushed to University Hospital. The FAA is investigating. President Trump will return to Northwest Florida tomorrow. First, he'll tour hurricane damage at Tyndall Air Force Base. Then he'll host a campaign rally at 7 in the evening. This will be the president's second visit to the Panhandle since Hurricane Michael hit in October. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your every day can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it, because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The president awards Tiger Woods a medal. The NASCAR Cup Series runs on a Monday, and the Colorado Avalanche avoid elimination. It's quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, Houston beat Golden State 112-108 to even the second round series 2-2.
That's it. This series has just gotten incredibly tight.
James Harden again led the Rockets with 38 points. Now the series heads back to Golden State for Game 5 tomorrow night. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 113-101 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Milwaukee's MVP candidate, Giannis Antetokounmpo, was again the best player on the court, scoring a game-high 39 points and a game-high 16 rebounds. The Bucks are now 1 win away from their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 18 years. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Columbus 3-0 to end their second-round series in 6 games and advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask made 39 saves for his 6th career playoff shutout. Boston will face Carolina in a 7-game series, with the winner advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. In the late game, Gabriel Landeskog scored in overtime, and Colorado avoided elimination in a 4-3 home win over San Jose.
Kept in by Bakari. It's up! Scores! Gabriel Landeskog knows the way to San Jose!
JT Compher scored twice and had an assist for Denver, forcing a win or go home Game 7 in San Jose tomorrow night. The Gander RV 400 was rained out on Sunday, forcing the NASCAR world to wait until Monday for the Cup Series to run at Dover International. Martin Truex Jr. started at the rear of the field after failing 2 pre-race inspections. He ended up leading the final 53 laps and winning the race by 9.5 seconds, the largest margin of victory in any of his 21 Cup Series wins. Alex Bowman finished in second for the 2nd consecutive race, followed by Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. After the race, a number of drivers expressed their disappointment with NASCAR's newest rules package that features a taller spoiler and a number of changes they feel slows them down. During the race, many were heard complaining that it made it too difficult to pass. Tiger Woods surprised the world by winning the Masters 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, he was a special guest of the president at the White House and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
Tiger's visit with the president followed the president meeting with and presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army football team earlier in the day. President Trump announced he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to Tiger because of his, quote, incredible success and comeback in sports, and more importantly, life.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mrs. Trump.
Tiger became the 4th pro golfer ever to earn the Medal of Freedom, but he and the president both were criticized, get that, for having made business deals with each other prior to the president taking office.
No, Tiger Woods and President Trump getting critiqued?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Woods was joined at the Rose Garden ceremony by his mother, his 11-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son, and his girlfriend. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won a home series opener against Jacksonville 8-2. Bay Bears pitcher Jesus Castillo did not allow a hit until the 6th inning and picked up his first win of the season. Tonight, the series against the Jumbo Shrimp continues at Hank Aaron Stadium. First pitch set for 6:35. And in the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves began a week-long West Coast road trip with a 5-3 loss to the LA Dodgers. After an 18-minute delay because of a plague of bees had descended on the Great American Ballpark, the San Francisco Giants lost to Cincinnati 12-4. In the loss, Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval became the first major league player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and post a scoreless outing in the same game. Amazingly, the only other time that it occurred, it was also accomplished by a Giants player in a game against the Reds. Sandoval stole third base in the 2nd inning, hit a 3-run homer in the 6th, and pitched a scoreless 8th inning. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, everybody. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions with light traffic through the city. No delays heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5. An arrest made in the murder of a Biloxi police officer. We'll talk more with Katarina Lukacs from News 5 in just a couple minutes here. More details live from Biloxi. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning more details about that plane crash in Baldwin County around 12:45 Monday afternoon. The Foley Fire Department says a student pilot and an instructor were in the single-engine Piper when it crashed at the Foley Municipal Airport. According to fire department there in Foley, the small training aircraft crashed about 150 feet from the runway, very close to a tree line. One victim was airlifted to the University Hospital in Mobile. The other taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center in an ambulance and then later flown to University Hospital as well. Foley Fire Chief Joseph Darby says that both of the male and female victims were, quote, in very critical condition and suffering from life-threatening injuries. Airport officials say they did not receive a distress message before the accident, but they were able to confirm the aircraft did roll down a hill and that there was a small fire. One victim was already out of the plane when emergency responders arrived. The other had to be removed from the plane. The flight was a training flight operated by a private aviation instruction company. That company, though, has not yet been named at this hour. Federal Aviation Administration, they are now investigating. Back across the bay, the charges are this: burglary third, failure to obey police, resisting arrest, and making terroristic threats. Last weekend, just after midnight, police responded to the Dollar General on Cottage Hill Road in reference to a burglary in progress. Mobile police say that they did search the area and finally located the suspect. As for those terroristic threats, they were made by the suspect toward officers to take their lives. The suspect has been identified by Mobile police as 55-year-old David Baker. He was arrested without incident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, and Kane, and also our friend Katarina Lukacs from News 5 checking in live from Biloxi. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So the story we were talking about yesterday, as that manhunt was on for a suspect who murdered, shot a Biloxi police officer, that manhunt went on through the day yesterday, and then yesterday afternoon, hearing the news of an arrest made. Can you lay this out for us?
Yeah. So, they had that manhunt going on all day, and it turned out that it was actually a Biloxi police officer who had gotten off shift, was driving up to Wiggins, which, if you're looking on a map, Wiggins is about 40 miles north of Biloxi. That's where that officer lives. Was heading home, just happened to spot Darian Atkinson, the suspect, called Wiggins police, and they were able to take him into custody up there and bring him back to police, where he was processed here at police headquarters and then booked into jail overnight. So really just a lucky break that they caught him, but you have to be so happy that they did.
You said lucky break. Let me be the 100,000th person to say this. What are the odds of here is a Biloxi officer, like you said, off shift, going home, and the suspect, this Darryl Atkinson, is walking down the side of the road?
Right. I mean, it's crazy. But they said that they were so glad that it was able to come full circle there, that, they were able to make an arrest and, make sure that this guy is brought to justice.
Katerina, do you know if they were able to apprehend the suspect without any further incident? Did he fight or run or anything like that?
I'm not sure. We don't really have the exact details of how the arrest went down. But when he came out of the police car here at police headquarters, he really didn't seem to be hurt in any way. So I'm not really sure if there was an incident. But, I don't know if you all have seen when they brought him to the Biloxi Police Department. But, he is just smug and smiling, and it really kind of makes your skin crawl.
Yes, I thought about it. I thought about our conversation yesterday when we were describing those photos from the security cam outside Biloxi Police Department, and we had paused and said, it looks like he's smiling in these photos, but we both gave pause there and said, well, maybe the screen capture showed it differently or whatever. I watched the video. He was smirking, smugging, and stuck his tongue out.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch. We asked him, officers, if that bothered him, and they said no. At that point, they're not bothered by anything more other than the fact that they have this man in custody, and now he's going to have to go through the court system and face charges for what he's accused of doing.
They're better people than I, because it bothered me as a citizen to watch that. And it's kind of this backstory on this Atkinson. This person, he was just a year out of high school, I guess?
Yeah, what I'm reading, and not all confirmed, but yeah, just a year out of high school. He's a 19-year-old kid here from Biloxi.
Unbelievable. And I also was on the positive side. There's, if you look on social media, the outpouring and the support of the Biloxi Police Department, not only from law enforcement all along the Northern Gulf Coast, but obviously citizens here.
Everywhere. And, I've had the unfortunate opportunity to cover 5 officers killed in the line of duty.
Holy
and it
cow.
Is the same every time that you just see these communities come out. And it's so heartwarming in the midst of tragedy to see how these communities support their law enforcement officers. And I was actually talking to the officer here in Biloxi who was kind of standing watch over the patrol car overnight, and says that that's really what's kind of getting them through these next few hours, is it kind of gets their mind off of the seriousness of everything that happened, to see that they have so much support from the community here.
I hate to connect this all, but it's you and I were talking about this not long ago, when it was Officer Tudor, and then before that, Officer Billa here, in Mobile.
Yeah, and in Mississippi before that, I think a year or two earlier, they had 2 officers ambushed during a traffic stop in Hattiesburg. It's so many, and we're hearing it so often and all across the country, and it really just does need to stop.
All right, and also I want to say on the positive side, I was looking at your Facebook page this morning that even the youngest citizens are doing what they can to help honor the police.
Yeah, if y'all can see it, go check it out. It's a cute little video. It's this man who says running for the Thin Blue Line or something like that, and he runs a mile in honor of every officer across the country killed in the line of duty. It's really sure to bring a smile to your face this morning, and I'm sure we can all use it.
That's for sure. Katerina, thank you for your time. We'll check back soon.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Katerina Lukatich from News 5 joining us right here on Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up right after an update from WKRG.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager accused of gunning down a Biloxi police officer is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson was arrested around 8:30 Monday night, 22 hours after police say he shot and killed Officer Robert McKeithen outside the city's police headquarters. The trial will begin this week for the mother of a 9-year-old girl who died when she was sat on by an overweight adult cousin. Jury selection began in Escambia County on Monday. Gracie Smith told investigators her adopted daughter was out of control and needed discipline. The child's 325-pound cousin has already been sentenced to life in prison. Tickets go on sale this week for the relaunch of Gulf Coast Ducks. The company says they need to pre-sell 2,500 tickets before they'll put the tour boats back in the water. The target date to reopen is the second week of June. The duck boats gave their last tour in January when the company was forced to close because insurance became too expensive. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hi, Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Buying a home or selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. It can be fun and actually exciting. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the Eastern Shore of the Beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me 591-2144. 591-2144.
House Democrats are expected to either file a lawsuit or subpoena the IRS for President Trump's tax returns now that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has officially refused to turn them over. Meanwhile, Lauren Fox reports House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is moving ahead with tomorrow's plan to determine if Acting Attorney General William Barr will be held in contempt of Congress.
Nadler says the plans to consider holding Attorney General Barr accountable for his failure to comply with our subpoena still stand.
That subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report, which was supposed to be there by a Monday deadline. China has just confirmed its economy czar will go to Washington for trade talks Thursday. Correspondent Stephen Jiang reports from Beijing the threat to Chinese leaders about new tariffs carries high risk.
That would be against everything they have been opposing, which is negotiating the threat. But then, of course, the worst case scenario is really canceling a trip and really imposing their counter tariffs, returning us to a full-blown trade war.
That's pushed trade futures down overnight. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Lord & Taylor, one of the country's oldest department stores, may be put up for sale. Hudson's Bay, which owns Lord & Taylor and Saks Fifth Avenue, says it hired a financial advisor to review Lord & Taylor's business, and the process may lead to a sale or merger. Lord & Taylor was founded as a dry goods store in 1826. In a series of moves that rocked the news business, CBS did some major personnel shuffling. Nora O'Donnell was named the new anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News, replacing Jeff Glor. She becomes the third woman to ever serve as solo anchor of an evening newscast, following Diane Sawyer at ABC and Katie Couric at CBS. With O'Donnell's departure from the CBS Morning Show, Gail King will be getting two new co-hosts. Google's digital voice assistant still trails Amazon in the smart speaker race, but it's been gaining ground rapidly. Today, Google's expected to announce updates to its voice assistant and smart home products. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
We're at 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So yesterday, I mean, temperatures got up like you were talking about, but it felt okay. This drier air, I mean, it feels okay when it's in the upper 80s, when it does, you know, when it's not so humid.
Yeah, that's right. You know, things will be changing as we get on into the latter part of May, and then, of course, through the summertime, where it'll be much more humid to go with those upper 80s. Got up to 87 degrees yesterday, and looks like we could top that today and be closing in on that 90-degree mark. So look for sunny skies and at least 88 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, see a gradual increase in moisture. As a result, fog is likely after midnight. Low tonight will be in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll at least get into the mid-80s tomorrow, possibly upper 80s. And the rest of the week, we got some rain in the forecast. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy. We could see some scattered thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. High will be in the mid-80s. And after that, a very good chance for some thunderstorm activity, along with a few showers for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the reason for that is a cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama. It will stall across the central portion of both states. We'll stay there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as a result, we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms here along the coast. For Friday, it'll be in the mid-80s, mid-80s on Saturday, and then in the low 80s on Sunday. So not the best of weekends, but we will see again those periods of showers and thunderstorms, and things start to improve a little bit on Monday.
Yeah, looking at the month of May, you and I have been doing this for more than a week or two, and in the month of May and in early June, that's in the past, that's been for us here along the Gulf Coast kind of a drought area. You know, at least we have a better chance of having some dry weather.
Well, that's right. We usually see that spring drought either in May or in June, in which we get a couple of weeks and maybe into a third week of very dry weather. We did finish with ample rains for the month of April. And so far, as we get in the first week, we've had just a quarter of an inch of rain. But we should pick up some rainfall, certainly for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast exclusively right here at FMTalk1065.com. Another thing you can get from us that's local, that's organic, that is not widespread, that is, of course, our podcast.
That's right. Yeah, you can get the podcast, and it's easiest if you go ahead and subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio, the easiest way to get the podcast delivered. But if you want to hand search for it, if you want to go out on an adventure, go to FM Talk Windows, an easy adventure, I'll say.
Right, well, I was saying, but if somebody was... had issues with commitment, and they just wanted to sample.
Right.
They wanted to see. They wanted to play the field,
yes.
Right? That they could go to
FMTalk1065.com. And we make it even easier. If you want to catch one of the weekend sports and outdoor shows, it has its own tab right there at the top of the page.
Even if you miss Captain Bobby's fishing report, you know,
right
on
there.
Thursdays, and you wanted to get caught up with maybe you're fishing this week, or you want to get caught up sometime on a Saturday morning before you head out, it's waiting for you as well. Hey, and also, we are beyond loaded up with things for y'all to win this morning. This is incredible. So we talked about what's happening this weekend. This weekend is huge. You've got Brian Adams on Friday night at the Wharf. You have 99 bottles of beer on the lawn in Daphne at Southern Napa during the day Saturday. You have Jim Gaffigan coming Saturday night to the Wharf. So this, and then do not forget Mother's Day on Sunday. Yes, Mother's Day on Sunday. And by the way, too, it's just a side note, we'll get to some of the deals for teachers and nurses this week. It's national. I don't know. I am bothered that they overlay those weeks.
The teachers and nurses together,
Yes. I don't know why they don't get separate weeks. We have, I don't know, last time I checked, 52 of them a year. Why don't we have a teacher's week and a nurse's week? You know, I'm bothered when they overlay different holidays, too. I think they should have their own weeks.
And then they put it on top of Mother's Day. And so
Correct.
Many teachers and nurses are mothers.
Right.
It's like somebody's trying to condense everything into that
it's
one
like
week.
It's like if you have your birthday on Christmas.
Right.
And they give, or near it, and they give you the Christmas/birthday
gift.
I don't
like
that
out a little bit.
Thank you. So if that wasn't enough overlay, announcement happened yesterday afternoon. Tonight stand for a band for those of us in our 40s probably remember this band and maybe never stopped listening to their music or going to see their shows. Widespread Panic. Ooh. Coming to Pensacola Bay Center. This is going to be Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st. Now, this is great because people like to catch, if the big Widespread fans, uh-huh, like to catch both nights, you know, or if you have a multi-night, sometimes they've been in New Orleans for three nights in a row, something like that. You want to catch all these nights because they play different songs. If you're a big fan, they're going to do it differently each night, mm-hmm, kind of a big deal. This is Labor Day weekend, so you get the Saturday night show, the Sunday night show, and you don't most likely have to be at work early on Monday morning because that's Labor Day. Widespread Panic, two-night stand, Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets go on sale this Friday, and we have chances for you to win those tickets this morning as well right here on Mobile Mornings.
So a two-month stay for them, August 31st and September 1st.
Got it. Smarty pants. All right, so if you're looking for tickets to cool events, you've arrived at the right show.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, 640, coming right back.
A changeable form in his very first year.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Win them before you can buy them. Widespread. Panic. Widespread Panic, two nights at the Pensacola Bay Center, Saturday and Sunday, Labor Day weekend.
Come on, Jack. Smelly's coconuts.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10, but listen to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile for your chance to win them before you can buy them from FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. One, two, and three bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
At 6:43, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill Kane with traffic, and Kelly, she's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in on a nationwide headline, and we now know that more than 500 unaccompanied immigrant children have been placed in the state of Alabama this fiscal year. According to the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Refugee Resettlement, 529 children have been placed in Alabama since October 1st, 2018. 71 of the children were placed in Jefferson County and 65 in Marshall County. The remainder were placed in smaller numbers in Alabama's other 65 counties. DHS says that the number of immigrant children who arrive illegally in the U.S. without a parent or a guardian, that's how they describe these children. 27% of those children are younger than the age age of 14. The remainder are ages 15, 16, or 17. More than half of the unaccompanied immigrant children are from Guatemala, another 26% from Honduras, and the remaining from El Salvador and other countries. In most cases, the children are held in DHS facilities until sponsors, which are typically family members, can be located. DHS is required to provide food, shelter, and care to the children in the facilities, and they're responsible for conducting extensive background screenings of adults taking care of these children. In your health news this morning, while all eyes are on the measles cases nationwide and here in Alabama, hepatitis A is also at outbreak levels in the state. According to health officials, there have been 54 cases of the disease in the last fiscal year compared to 17 for the same period the previous year. Hepatitis A is a liver disease that is transmitted through ingestion of contaminated food or water or through direct contact with an infected person. Most people fully recover from the disease, but some develop serious conditions that can be fatal. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the demographics of the Alabama cases are white men with a median age of 40. At least half of the cases involve patients participating in unprotected intercourse or were incarcerated or were involved in drug use. About half the cases resulted in hospitalizations. Now, people can also be exposed to the virus through food handlers at a restaurant or by unvaccinated individuals who fail to wash their hands. The ADPH recommends anyone who participates in high-risk behaviors to receive the hepatitis A vaccine, which offers full protection from the virus. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Sports with Dalton on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride along I-10. So far coming in from Baldwin County, from Daphne and Spanish Ford across to Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Mobile Police Department are telling us accident-free conditions. From Airport, Schillinger, Old Shell, also to traveling Dolphin and Moffitt in 65. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. With a highly trained staff and guaranteed color matching for your vehicle, if you've been in an accident, trust Bay City Collision. 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A vigil will be held tonight to honor a Biloxi police officer killed in the line of duty. The vigil for Officer Robert McKeithen begins at 6 this evening outside Biloxi Police Headquarters. Meanwhile, the teenager accused of gunning down Officer McKeithen is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson smiled as he was escorted in handcuffs by police. Biloxi's police chief has said investigators do not know why Atkinson shot and killed Officer McKeithen. Instructor and student pilot were critically injured in a plane crash near the Foley Municipal Airport. That crash happened around 12:45 Monday. Both people on board were rushed to University Hospital. The FAA is investigating. President Trump will return to Northwest Florida tomorrow. First, he'll tour hurricane damage at Tyndall Air Force Base. Then he'll host a campaign rally at 7 in the evening. This will be the president's second visit to the Panhandle since Hurricane Michael hit in October. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump awards Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom. The NASCAR Cup Series runs on a Monday, and the Colorado Avalanche avoid elimination. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Houston beat Golden State 112-108 to even their second round series 2-2.
That's it. This series has just gotten incredibly tight in a hurry.
James Harden again led the Rockets with 38 points. Now the series heads back to Golden State for Game 5 tomorrow night. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 113-101 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Milwaukee's MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo was again the best player on the court. He scored a game-high 39 points and grabbed a game-high 16 rebounds. The Bucks are now one win away from their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 18 years. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Columbus 3-0 to end their second-round series in 6 and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask made 39 saves for his 6th career playoff shutout. Boston will face Carolina in a 7-game series, with the winner advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. In the late game, Gabriel Landeskog scored in overtime, and Colorado avoided elimination in a 4-3 home win over San Jose.
Kept in by the Picard. It's up! Scores! Gabriel Landeskog knows the way to San Jose!
JT Compher scored twice and had an assist for Colorado, forcing a win-or-go-home Game 7 in San Jose tomorrow night. The Gander RV 400 was rained out on Sunday, forcing the NASCAR world to wait until Monday for the Cup Series to run at Dover International. Martin Truex Jr. started at the rear of the field after failing 2 pre-race inspections. He ended up leading the final 53 laps and winning the race by 9.5 seconds, the largest margin of victory in any of his 21 career Cup Series wins. Alex Bowman finished in second for the 2nd consecutive race, followed by Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. After the race, a number of drivers expressed their disappointment with NASCAR's newest rules package that features a taller spoiler and a number of changes that they feel slows them down. During the race, many were heard complaining that it made it too difficult to pass. Tiger Woods surprised the world by winning the Masters 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, he was a special guest of the president at the White House and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
President Trump announced he was awarding the medal to Tiger because of his, quote, incredible success and comeback in sports, and more importantly, life.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mrs. Trump.
Here, clearly overcome with emotion there, Tiger Woods. He became the 4th pro golfer ever to earn the Medal of Freedom, but he and the president both were criticized for having made business deals with each other prior to the president taking office. Woods was joined at the Rose Garden ceremony by his mother, 11-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son, and his girlfriend. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won a home series opener against Jacksonville 8-2. Tonight, the series against the Jumbo Shrimp continues at the Hank. First pitch is at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves began a week-long West Coast road trip with a 5-3 loss to the LA Dodgers. And in the strangest game of the day, after an 18-minute delay because a plague of bees had descended on the Great American Ballpark, the San Francisco Giants lost to Cincinnati 12-4, but in the loss, Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval became the first major league player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and pitch a scoreless inning in the same game. Amazingly, the only other time that it's occurred, it was also accomplished by a Giants player in a game against the Reds. Sandoval stole third base in the 2nd inning, hit a 3-run homer in the 6th, and pitched a scoreless 8th inning. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And guess what? They're a finalist again in 2019. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and we come back from the break. Entrepreneurs out there, I got an idea for you. Speaking of golf and Tiger Woods, I've got an idea.
Okay.
Maker, right? All right, we'll be right back. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride so far. As you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Airport, Old Shell, University looking good so far this morning. And once again, 90, Tillman's Corner, Theodore. We've got no delays. Summer's right around the corner. That means fun in the sun and the water. Bama Flooring has you covered with over 300 waterproof products and options to choose from in Robertsdale on Highway 59. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a former Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
656 FM Talk 106.5. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sad news to report in the passing of the Alexander City Mayor. On Monday, city officials confirmed that 76-year-old Mayor Jim Nabors died overnight at a hospital following emergency intestinal surgery. He was elected mayor in 2016 after defeating incumbent Charles Shaw. Now, before entering public office, Mr. Nabors worked as chief financial officer for Russell Corporation. Alexander City is in eastern Alabama and home to about 14,500 people, about 50 miles northeast of Montgomery. City Council President Tommy Spraggins will serve as interim mayor for the rest of Nabors' term. The next mayoral election scheduled for 2020. A routine traffic stop in Baldwin County leads to the discovery of a large amount of liquid THC. According to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, the driver's been identified as Whitney Clanton of Nevada City, California, and she was found in possession of 15 to 18 pounds of liquid THC. Authorities pulled Clanton over on Highway 59 and County Road 68. The vape oil was packaged in vape pen cartridges, gallon bottles, and glass vials with homemade labels describing the contents as CBD oil. Clanton was arrested and charged with trafficking marijuana, UPCS, also known as Molly, and tampering with physical evidence. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings telling you about the stack of giveaways we have for you today. So let's get it cranked up here early and looking for caller number six.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, at 343-0106, Jim Gaffigan, Saturday night at the Wharf Amphitheater. Caller number six, got a pair of tickets for you. You could use it as Mother's Day gift. You can treat yourself. I'm not here to judge. You can do what you want, but it's a Gaffigan show. It's at the Wharf, and tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Wharf box office or charged by phone. But caller number six, the tickets are yours. Phone number, once again, 343-0106. 343-0106. Jim Gaffigan, Quality Time Tour, Wharf Amphitheater, 7:30 show on this Saturday night. Once again, you get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com, Wharf box office, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings. That's happening next. Glad you're here.